Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
UWF also has received an invitation to join Division I sports from the Atlantic Sun Conference. UWF interim president Manny Diaz confirmed that news today. He says the school is honored, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
We're honored to receive that. We don't see any movement anytime soon, but it is an honor for us to have that consideration, and we are constantly evaluating what's best for our institution and our students.
What, John? You look irritated.
I was just
by
like,
this.
Why not?
Oh,
why not join?
Well, we don't qualify yet. You know, you got to have the stadium.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be one of the key issues, is having the stadium. And I mean, honestly, there's advantages and disadvantages, because you don't get to only put your football up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Everybody goes
every
up.
Sport.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's nice to be the big fish in a little pond instead of the little fish in a big pond.
True.
You know, we're the big fish in a little pond. Like, you know, Gulf South Conference, we dominate, and do very well anyway. And so, you know, but as we've talked many times over the years about UWF football, it's gotten harder and harder to get the games scheduled because people don't want to play us. That's a challenge, right? You know, there's a plan. They're getting a stadium, you know. I would think over the next 10 years, probably, we wind up being a Division I school, because the school is going to continue to grow. We continue to expand degrees, services, facilities, population, right? I mean, you know, and the vision, as Manny Diaz has expressed, is that UWF shouldn't just be that, you know, local university over on the western edge of the panhandle. It should be a major player like UCF or USF or FSU or Florida, or, you know, there's no reason that it can't be in the long run. And, you know, especially since it's, you know, what, number three, I'm going to memory here. Would we get number two or number three on the metrics this year? Higher than FSU. Now, part of that is because we get scored for improvements as opposed to objective raw scores. So it's, you know, when you're lower on the objective numbers, but you grow, you can get a score that looks like you're ahead of the actual objectively better scoring institution because of the way the metrics work. But, I mean, that's to incentivize growth and improvement, which is a good thing. So, yeah, UWF has a lot of that potential. Oh, speaking of that, you know what today is?
Groundhog Day?
It's first day of football. Yesterday was first day of football, but, you know.
College, yes.
College football, yeah. And, in fact, today UWF plays the first game. It's a whiteout home game. Lenore Ryan comes here to Pensacola to play. That's a tune-up game for us. So, but still, you know, it's good. Next week, Kentucky Wesleyan, and then Shorty. You can listen to all of these games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. I'm going to get this wrong. Tell me I have it all programmed into my it's
1330.
1330 a.m., which is the blowtorch. That's the big state. That's the WEBY call letters, right? That used to, I mean, that's a huge signal in the daytime. Huge signal in the daytime. And then, the FM, I should probably look. Would you look it up for me, John? I just can't remember it offhand. 99.1? I'm going to get it wrong. Anyway, so I always listen. I always listen to the games on our sister station because, you know, that's the way you can listen to them if you don't attend in person. Other football going on today. My alma mater, Illinois, who's ranked number 12.
What?
Yes, Illinois, ranked
12.
Illinois? Yeah. Don't say it like that. Your girlfriend will get you for saying it like
Whoa.
That.
Yeah.
You know, because she's from there, too. We play Western Illinois today. Let's see. Texas plays Ohio State. That's a big game tomorrow, number one and number three. Alabama, of course, comes to Florida State tomorrow in, you know, they got all upset at me the other day when I said that it was a tune-up game for Alabama. But Alabama's ranked number 8, and Florida State is ranked number? Number 30, not ranked.
Five.
they're ranked number not ranked. So, yeah, lots of good games going on this weekend. Did you find out?
99-1.
I had it right. Okay, good guess.
Yeah, very good.
4-3-7-16-20, 4-3-7-16-20. There was something I was going to tell you. What was it? Now it has gone straight out of my head. I apologize. Nope, I think I told you. It's fine. That's sometimes what happens. Hey, if you need any kind of a new roof, any kind, even if you're not sure, you know, you might not be sure. Do I need a new roof? Do I just need a repair? one of the things that Brian Ward at Quality Roofing Solutions will tell you is that it actually sometimes makes more sense to get a whole new roof instead of a repair, A, because costs can go way up, and they have, but B, because, you know, why repair what you're going to have to replace entirely again in 3 years anyway? You know, you're better off just replacing it, but they'll walk you through that and explain it and answer your questions. And, you know, sometimes they just do repairs. Just generally, it makes more sense to do a full replacement. Founded the company in 2006. They have a 4.9 rating on Google reviews, which is still amazing to me. Nobody has a 4.9. That's outstanding. Local supporter of sports and education. They were, you know, they worked with the Dave Ramsey Foundation's finance course in a Santa Rosa County, subsidizing that. Lots of stuff for local charities, local youth sports. And in fact, if you get a new roof, you can often cut your insurance by so much that it can pay for itself. Really, I mean, dramatic cuts in home insurance because of the wind mitigation inspections. Lifetime guarantee on the roof. So if you need a roof or you just want to have them, you know, come and look at it and see what you need, qualityroofingsolutions.com, 777-0961. What did Cracker Barrel do now? Well, you find out next in the Transgressors Memorial Service, or what people like to call the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services, now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Just one accident on the big board right now. That is Avalon Boulevard southbound at Cyanamid Road. Let's see here. The right lane is blocked if you're headed southbound. It was a Pensacola police cruiser had an accident there, so just be aware of that. That's going to slow you down. But again, it's blocking the right-hand lane, so get in the left-hand lane early. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cabin Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
All Our first remembrance this week is for the Mercator World Projection Map. As you all know, the traditional map of the Earth is very problematic. In reality, our dear Mother Gaia is a shapely, fit, and dare I even say sexy, oblate spheroid, wonderfully flat at the poles and bulging just right at the equator. Not so the Mercator distortion of her. The challenge, of course, is how to accurately translate those supple curves and bumps onto a two-dimensional page. The Mercator map does this by projecting out the Earth's features as if from a single point in her center onto a cylindrical piece of paper, which is why the longitudes are parallel to each other rather than all coinciding at the north and south poles as they do in reality or on a globe. The big advantage of this map is that it faithfully preserves all the relationships of land masses, making it extremely useful for navigational purposes. However, and this is a massive however, it distorts the size relationships of the entire planet, making countries which are away from the equator seem significantly larger than they really are. This is why Antarctica looks so enormous at the bottom of a Mercator map, but in reality, it's nowhere near that size. Because of this distortion, Africa, for example, appears far too small and insignificant in comparison with its true size. At 11.7 million square miles, Africa is actually 23% larger than North America's 9.5 million square miles, but on a Mercator map, North America appears to be twice as big. Europe appears almost as large as Africa, despite in reality being just one-third the size at 4 million square miles. And tiny Greenland looks as large as the entire continent of Africa, even though it's less than a million square miles, make it only 1/14th the size. In fact, only as large as just one African nation, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now surely, dear Otherin, you're smart enough to figure this out. Was it really by mistake that a Flemish cartographer in the 16th century just accidentally happened to design a map of the world that made all the areas with white people look enormous and all the areas with black and brown people look so much smaller than they really are? Isn't this just another obvious example of white supremacy culture, white man's size envy? Even the choice to put the white areas on top and the areas of color down beneath reinforces the colonial oppression of the Caucasian patriarchy. And that's why now, a coalition of African nations, the African Union, has launched the Correct the Map campaign, an effort to switch to the Equal Earth Projection Map, which rectifies these representational distortions while still keeping the navigational utility of the Mercator racist picture. It does this by replacing the rectangular Mercator image with a map that is compressed top and bottom and rounded on both sides, much more accurately depicting the correct size relationships between land masses. The World Bank, National Geographic, and NASA have already begun using the Equal Earth map, and it's about time for some good old-fashioned geographical equity for the long undervalidated inhabitants of Africa, Central America, and Southeast Asia. No more will the beautiful black people of Africa feel geographically slighted. Instead, Africa can finally be front center and as large as it really should be, and by fixing this painful geographic bigotry, we can finally put Whitey back in his proper place and with all the shrinkage that George Costanza's people deserve. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, Florida State Representative Juan Carlos Porras, a Republican from Miami, who is reportedly considering filing a bill that would either ban the formation of new homeowners associations in the Gunshine State or else eliminate them altogether, including the existing ones. Dear Otherin, I cannot possibly tell you how deeply concerned I am about this proposed move. In fact, just yesterday, the 24th Interlateran Semi-Ecumenical Partially Standing Committee on Matters of Faith, Politics, and Inclusivity met in emergency session and officially declared this a Code Rainbow emergency, level 6. Level 6? We all know that Florida has been extremely hostile to our religion, especially under Governor DeSantis, undoing years of work we've done on everything from climate change alarmism to reproductive freedom to educational dominance to gender anarchy and even hollowing out of DEI initiatives, uncozying up to China and supporting the villainous Zionists in Israel. But none of that compares, none of that compares to what could happen if Florida were to eliminate the Homeowners Association. As you all know, the HOA has long served as the single best tool in our arsenal of social engineering for desensitizing our independent, landowning, freedom-loving fellow Americans to that glorious form of political utopia, communism. Just think of all the ways HOAs prepare the independent middle-class homeowner to become the proletariat, living peaceful, orderly lives under the benevolent guidance of the Politburo. A small group of devoted busybodies oversees the rules by which all residents must abide or face exorbitant and highly arbitrary fines and legal threats, dictating to them in minute detail how their yards will look, what vehicles they may display publicly, the colors and styles of their homes, exteriors, and roofs, mandating fence colors, heights, and even forcing them into sudden menial labor to power wash their driveways or trim their hedges at a moment's notice. Some people think the TSA is the best example of microfascism, with its absurd rules about shoes and belts and body cavity searches of grandmothers and military-age males alike, but no! For sheer volume of interactions and quality of fear cultivation, the simple HOA is unsurpassed at turning the independent spirit of Americans into the compliant sheeple needed in the utopian one-world government of global socialism we all yearn for. Only the traditional American classroom with its row and column factory-like setup, assigned seating, sit still and listen, raise your hand to beg for permission to urinate mindset, has ever done more to destroy the American spirit of rugged individualism than the HOA. And now this madman wants to eliminate them? What did you all learn in your preliminary coursework for the Apprentice Wokist Level 1 certification? It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes an HOA to continually emasculate them. Whose streets? HOA's streets. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate Cracker Barrel, a recently beleaguered brand that has tried to do mighty things with our most newly created award, the Hemp Rocking Chair, with two natural wood tassels. And although you might think after the reversal on the logo issue, effectively reinstating both the cracker and the barrel, we wouldn't be so favorable on them. But you see, the real story is in what they're still doing through the reimagining of their restaurant interiors that so impresses us. In particular, the tremendous work being done to inclusivize the most notoriously oppressive mainstay Cracker Barrel has long been famous for, the peg game. For anyone unfortunate enough to have played this game, which involves jumping and removing pegs on a triangular board in an effort to reduce the number of pegs to one sole survivor, you know that the game actually insults you if you don't succeed. As the condescending little wooden triangle proclaims, leave only one, you're genius. Leave two and you're pretty smart. Leave three and you're just plain dumb. Leave four or more and you're just plain ignoramus, in all caps, as if you didn't already feel terrible for your failure. Notice how they even slipped the classic slur against neurodivergent person's moron into the verbiage. But now Cracker Barrel has quietly done the amazing. They've changed the message burned into the wood. According to Country Living Magazine, it now reads, leave only one, you're a genius, which fixes the grammar error of the missing article. Leave two, rocking the chair, but not the game. And finally, and most beautifully, leave three or more, no need to be embarrassed, try again. As anyone who has ever left four or more and read that horribly demeaning insult, the new version is a true triumph of tolerance and pornography. As you fine other and well know, the 14th rule of wokeness teaches us to always strive to make people feel good about themselves, regardless of how well they do at something. Every human being has the Gaia-given right to high self-esteem and limitless unmerited approval and support. The traditional Cracker Barrel peg game stands in direct violation of this core principle. It's highly wounding to the precious self-esteem of people brave enough to play in the first place, which is why we've long advocated a revision that deleted the condemnation and mockery and replaced it with an endless supply of participation ribbons for anyone bold enough to simply try the game. But really, if Cracker Barrel wanted to really inclusivize this hostile little device, they'd probably get rid of it altogether, since its entire premise is to challenge people, which means to make some of them fail. An alternative would be perhaps to remind people that the game is up to them to play however they want, without reference to any fixed rules imposed upon them by someone else. Why even assume pegs go in holes? If someone wants to put a peg into a peg, or put two pegs into a single hole, or jump a peg and remove both, or neither, why not? Who's to say what rules a particular set of hardware should follow? Why must you re-perform colonialism by forcing the hapless indigenous people pegs, notice how the game encourages you to play the white tee and remove the tees of color, to conquer and remove one another until only one survivor remains? In fact, simply believing there's one correct way to play the peg game in the first place is to accept the heteronormative white supremacy culture Cracker Barrel has always been predicated upon anyhow. Don't let no cracker tell you how to play with your peg. Besides, they probably shouldn't have had the game anyhow, since those pegs are sharp and pointy and are very likely dangerous, especially in the hands of the sort of people who think you should get a participation trophy for leaving four or more after playing the game. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I still can't believe it was a level six emergency.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it's a rainbow alert level six. Yeah,
I know.
Don't let no cracker tell you how to play with your peg.
Peg and a peg. Okay. Anyway, let's see here. We've got one accident still on the books. Avalon Boulevard southbound. That's Sterling Way right there at Sion and Mid Road. Just be aware of that. That's going to cost you some slowdown. When you get to that, the right lane is still blocked, but they're trying to clear that out of the way. So make sure you get in the left-hand lane as soon as possible. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
David Wayne, you got a headline for us?
Sure do. The U.S. global tariff exemption for low-cost goods is now over. The nearly century-old exemption allowed items worth less than $800 to be shipped to America duty-free. Shoppers in the U.S. that order goods from overseas may now soon start seeing cancellation notices.
And again, I just want to tell you, all the stories are really true stories.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Fox has learned the mother of the Annunciation Church mass shooter, Mary Grace Westman, has retained a criminal defense lawyer who says she is not culpable but is distraught about the shooting. Her son's manifesto said he was obsessed with shooting children. Jesse Merkel is the father of 8-year-old Fletcher, one of two children killed.
Because of their actions, we will never be allowed to hold him, talk to him, play with him, and watch him grow into the wonderful young man he was on the path to becoming.
Many of the 18 survivors improving. CDC has a new acting director after a dispute over vaccine directives led to the ouster of the director. The former deputy secretary of HHS, Jim O'Neill, is pro-vaccine but not federal mandates. For your Labor Day, AAA national gas price, $3.20 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 73 degrees and cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast in a couple of minutes. 22-year-old man is dead after a single vehicle accident last night on Beulah Road. FHP says the driver ran off of the roadway onto the left shoulder of Beulah. This was near Helms Road. The vehicle then hit several trees. The driver was extricated and taken to Sacred Heart, where he passed away. A 42-year-old man injured in Santa Rosa County in a scooter accident. That happened on Dogwood Drive yesterday. Officials say the rider hit a curb. The scooter flew about 70 feet before it landed. The rider was found unconscious next to the scooter. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart with serious injuries. Well, Florida's Great Northwest just got the green light from Triumph Gulf Coast for a new initiative. It's called United Forward. It aims to boost the region's economy with a $4.77 million grant. The plan will revamp the local economic strategy and launch a marketing campaign to attract new businesses. Jennifer Connolly, the president and CEO of FGNW, says that initiative is a major step towards creating a stronger and more resilient economy. With a total investment of over $6.6 million, United Forward is expected to open up new job opportunities and support existing businesses across all 8 coastal counties affected by the oil spill in 2010. A Louisiana company has now pleaded guilty to illegally dumping oily waste into the Gulf. V-Ships Norway, they were fined $2 million by the U.S. Department of Justice. The violation involved discharging waste from a motor tanker, Swift Winchester, between February and August of 2022, with crew members then attempting to hide the actions by maintaining false records. Acting Assistant Attorney General Adam Gustafson condemned the practice, saying it poses serious health and environmental risks. The investigation revealed that oily waste was funneled directly into the sea. That prompted an investigation by the U.S. Coast Guard. Well, the city of Milton is inviting residents to get involved and serve on some key city boards. There's vacancies on 2 boards. First, the Board of Adjustment, with 1 vacancy currently and 4 terms that expire in September. The board reviews zoning requests and variances. Also, the Historic Preservation Board. They've got 2 terms expiring here in September. That board works to preserve Milton's historic buildings and neighborhoods. If you've got any interest in planning, development, or local history, and you live in Milton, they are encouraging folks to apply. Applications due by September 8th. For more information, contact Milton's Public Information Office. The University of West Florida receiving a multi-million dollar grant.
The University of West Florida will use a $32 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast to establish a Center for Computational Intelligence. Funds will be used primarily for capital improvements. UWF officials saying the new center will serve as a world-class hub for advanced computational research and development of next-generation technologies. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. A man that killed three people in Orange County is now dead. The state executed Curtis Windham last night at 6:17 at the Florida State Prison. He was 59 years old. Windham shot his victims over 30 years ago. One man reportedly owed him money. The other two were Windham's girlfriend and her mother. It's the 11th execution in Florida this year, and that's a record. Another execution also set for next month. 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
Right. Let's see here. Still one accident on the books right now on Avalon Boulevard, heading southbound right at Sienemid Road, right in front of the Circle K there. Let's see here. Other than that, traffic's looking good on I-10, I-110, the rest of Highway 90, 98 all look good. This traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. Well, right now, 75 degrees here across the area. We've got cloudy skies and looking like it's going to be another nice day today. We've got a high up to about 80. Now, we could see some rain chances tomorrow. Cloudy skies continuing through the weekend. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors monitored the latest developments in President Trump's attempts to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield was up just over one basis point to 4.226%, while the two-year yield was little changed at 3.635%. Oil prices are moderately lower as traders await Trump's statement on Russia and Ukraine. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.35 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $68.23 per barrel. A temporary ground stop halted incoming flights at Newark Liberty International Airport yesterday due to air traffic control communication issues. The FAA responded by further reducing Newark's flight capacity to 28 per hour until at least Friday. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 71, the NASDAQ up 115. That's Your Money Now.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up two of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Second issue is affordable housing, and this is not just affordable housing for airmen. This is for, I'm sure, police officers, teachers, firefighters, Home Depot employees. It's all of us. But the accessibility to affordable housing is only exacerbating the traffic issues. Our airmen are now living up in Milton. They're living in Jay. They're living in Baker. They're living in Dofuniak Springs. They're living in the northern parts of Pensacola. But they're living way up in the northern part of the counties right now because it's the place where they can find affordable housing. When folks are living an hour plus away, it just adds to the traffic challenges.
You know, this is Colonel Pat Derry. He is the commanding officer, 1st South Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Field. He gave a presentation to the Santa Rosa County Commission this week, talking to them largely about traffic on Highway 98 and how that impacts the mission, talking about what the mission is and, you know, all the different things they do, basically going around the world 24/7, killing bad guys on short notice. And whether it's with the Reaper or with the MC-130 transport and refuel or with the Draco surveillance U-28 or the AC-130 Spooky Spectre Ghost Rider, goes by different names depending on the configuration. But, you know, fixing Highway 98 is a big deal. But also if airmen have to live farther away from the base because of the unaffordability of housing, that means that they have to add the number of car rider miles to the equation, and that also makes the traffic worse, right? If I mean, the one thing that the bikeability, walkability folks, the kind of, you know, modern design folks have right is that if we can somehow get people to live by the services they use, that will also alleviate traffic problems, because instead of the average person having to drive 23 miles in a day, they're driving 3 miles in a day. Well, that's a dramatic reduction in the total miles driven per day, which is the root source of why you have more cars on the road or fewer cars on the road, right? So what he's getting at is not just that it's far away from the base because their houses are not affordable, which is a problem, or they're scarce on its own, which is a problem, but also that because where they can afford them puts them at a distance, which is bad for their quality of life because they're too far from the base, too much commute time, but also, you know, creates traffic congestion, then suffers from it, and that affects mission readiness. All of these things kind of cascade together or reinforce each other in a negative way. One of the things Colton Wright, I appreciate, talked about, he asked about a platform that is a maybe coming to Hurlburt Field. I mentioned the four that they have right now. There's a fifth one, the Sky Raider.
One last thing. I don't know if you can tell us or not. Any chance a Sky Raider will be stationed at Hurlburt at some point in the future?
I do not want to get ahead of my boss. Okay. However, if you bought some Sky Raider T-shirts and wore them proudly around town, I'd say you probably will see them flying around Hurlburt Field at some point.
That would be pretty cool. So,
yes, sir. The OA-1K Sky Raider 2.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool platform.
Commissioner Rao, you'll like this. Do you know about, you know what the Sky Raider is? It has a perfect tie-in with District 3.
District 3 is the north end of Santa Rosa County, the rural farmland area. Ryan Jenkins is a District 3 guy.
It is a...
Not a crop duster?
It's an air tractor. It's a crop duster. Heck of an aircraft. It's going to be replaced in the A-10, but it's just super exciting.
Yes,
and
sir.
It would be cool to see those around here.
Yeah, Google OA-1K Sky Raider 2. It is a crop duster with a massive amount of sensors, rockets, guns, small bombs. It is, if you are an enemy of the United States, I would be fearing seeing that flying overhead.
And you should look it up. Look up Sky Raider 2 OA-1K. And the best I can describe it is, you remember watching the movie Planes, the animated movie Planes, like it's the sequel of sorts to Cars?
Right.
Okay. That's the kind of crop duster base platform we're talking about. The same one that Ryan Jenkins flew that's now in the Yudvar Hazy Museum in Smithsonian. Okay, that kind of, it's a crop duster. Well, take that crop duster and paint it, you know, Air Force gray, mm-hmm. with a single propeller in front and room for two people in the very narrow body, and then swap out whatever would have been the crop dusting pods, swap those out for Hellfire missiles, yes. and surveillance infrared, and I don't even know all the things it's got. It basically looks, the best I can describe it is, you know what a Cobra looks like, which is like downtown when you're driving by the Veterans Memorial Park in Pensacola, mm-hmm. you see the Cobra. Instead of painted Army green, it's painted Air Force gray. That's sort of a thin body shape with wings that winds up kind of making it look like a propeller slash fixed wing Apache or Cobra, but instead of having a big rotor on top like a helicopter, it's got a propeller in front and fixed wings. I mean, it's a wicked looking little device.
I don't want to see it coming at me. No. Trust me.
And
if
they implement them at Hurlburt, man, that would be just one more amazing thing that we have flying out of here that makes us kind of the center of the special operations world. Also, in addition to traffic, they also talked about some of the other elements, such as childcare is a major issue. I mean, we know childcare is a problem. It's not just a problem for people in Pensacola. It's a problem for both counties, for people who are in the military. And I know you might be thinking, and it's okay if you are, I thought Hurlburt was in Okaloosa County and doesn't News Radio service Santa Rosa and Escambia. Yeah, but a lot of the people who go to Hurlburt live in Santa Rosa. And it's a nearby military installation that dramatically affects our economy with, 23, 24,000 people on that base. It's a lot of jobs, a lot of wives and spouses' jobs, a lot of kids in the schools, a lot of, you know, just... It's a big deal in our community. Yes, it's not Whiting. Yes, it's not AS Pensacola, but it's the third largest air base in the Air Force, according to Colonel Deering. So, you know, it's a big deal. But not just those problems. They also have a challenge of servicing mental health issues.
When I moved here in 2002 and then coming back for Squadron DO and Squadron Command for a second time, I never was concerned about... I have double-digit deployments. I was never afraid of... Al-Qaeda. They were just a good target. It was a target-rich environment to deploy and eliminate the enemies of this nation. But I was worried, are my kids going to be welcomed at school? Are my kids going to get the counseling sessions they need when they're sad that their dad's gone? How's my wife going to cope with, you know, me being gone for 10 months a year and we've got a bunch of stuff just going on, life that we all have? And that's the linkage to readiness of the mental health resources.
Yeah, because, you know, do you want to be in the place where you have issues or where things are better? Do you want to be distracted when you're deployed and out there trying to kill the bad guys and use the, you know, the 105 millimeter of justice and dispense with a few Talibans, although not anymore? We'll talk about this more in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Avalon Boulevard going southbound toward Sienemann Road, Sterling Way, as they call it, just know that there was an earlier accident and traffic is still backing up there. The right-hand lane was blocked, but they're trying to get traffic moving a little slow. But other than that, I-10, I-110, everybody's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Several decades ago, 1969, 56 years now, Robert Peden was living in Panama City and he was hot. And he thought, well, maybe I can fix this. Let's install some air conditioning. So he did it for his friends, for his family, for himself, and then he built a business out of it. And now, you know, 55, 56 years later, all across the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee to Alabama, even into Mobile, you know, they fix air conditioning, heating, electrical, and plumbing, all of that stuff inside your home. Very well. They do, you know, good quality installation, good quality products, stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Why has it grown for so long? You know, you do good work and, you know, your business grows. This is the last couple of days to take advantage of their soak into August savings. You trade in your old water heater with Peden, get $500 off a new tanked water heater right now, or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater. That's a heat on demand. You can call or book online. Find out more information at Peden, PEDEN.com. Oh, quick look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. There is a line of storms that basically goes from out into the Atlantic east of Jacksonville, right along the northern border of Florida, westward with, you know, Georgia and Alabama and into Mississippi and all the way over into Louisiana. And the northern half of Louisiana is just covered in very strong thunderstorms right now. And this whole system is gradually migrating east by southeast, and it's coming basically right at us. So later on today, we're getting a little bit of off and on rain, you know, this morning, but we are expecting, if the system holds like it's looking right now, that we will get some pretty intense thunderstorms, you know, in a couple of hours, maybe this afternoon. So just don't be surprised by that. That is coming. All right, back to Colonel Dierig, the commanding officer of 1st South, 1st Special Operations Wing over at Hurlburt. They're the ones who do the secret missions nobody talks about, never get into the newspaper, but they do essential stuff there. And talking about, you know, getting mental, alleviating traffic, because traffic is a readiness issue. If the people can't get to the base to deploy a mission that has to launch within 2 hours because there's a four-hour traffic jam or FDOT's doing restriping on Highway 98, you know, these are problems. Mission readiness because of just stupid traffic stuff. So mental health, affordability of housing, and also, again, back to that mental health issue and the deployed forces and what they think about.
Mental health is I believe, a crisis in our country. But for the ones now, it's a readiness issue. If I go to a crew of gunship airmen and say, I need you to deploy within hours to go do a thing, I don't want them worried, are my kids and my spouse, are they getting the care they need? I want them going, hey, our kids are going to be cared for. I'm now going to go do the nation's business. And that's that linkage with mental health. It's important as a human being, but it's also important from a readiness standpoint that when airmen are deployed, eliminating targets, that they're focused on that, not focused on is TRICARE being accepted with my hometown doctor.
Yeah, amen, absolutely.
And then the final thing I'll just say is safety. And I think, again, this is an incredibly beautiful, safe area. Those are the three things that when we field questions from new families moving to Hurlburt Field, those are the things people are asking about. It's not always amenities or drive time, or is my family going to be happy? Are my kids going to be in a good school? Is it going to be safe? Can my kids walk and ride their bike? Those are the amenities that really military families are going to want when they come in to buy and then potentially sell that house 3 or 4 years later.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then it's kind of funny because, again, Rhett Rowell had been apparently unfamiliar with the new platform that may, I mean, he did say buy the T-shirts. Anyway, the Sky Raider platform, the one we were talking about a minute ago, that kind of looks like a Cobra with all of its gear, but it's a fixed wing and it has a front propeller. You know, Kerry Smith was kind of joking with Rhett Rowell about this. You guys will like this if you listen to this show, because they bring Ryan Jenkins into the conversation. Again, actually, he flew that, not that exact kind of crop duster. It's a slightly different model, but anyway.
Another thing, Commissioner Rowell, I'm stunned that you did not ask for one of these Sky Raider planes, you know, to be for one of your farmers up there that used to be a crop duster. Ryan Jenkins is going to be all upset that you were not sitting here just hustling him for one of those. And I could just see Ryan up there over the skies of District 3 with that kind of armaments under his belt there.
Ryan would love nothing more, I'm sure, to have fun buying the stick of one of those. And actually, Ryan will be on next week. I'll probably ask him about that. I'll probably play that for him. All right, 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com. When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Time to nut up or shut up.
Oh, we got to get a good text in here. Somebody says, we're talking about daycare availability and the impact on Hurlburt mission readiness. Most daycare closes at 6. If people live an hour away from their job and have to get to their daycare by 6, that's going to cause people to either drive quickly, causing problems, or not be able to get there in time, or, and something the texter did not mention, which is that also, and Colonel Durick had brought this up with the first, I was saying that daycare is traditional hours, but you get called into a mission at 2 a.m., what do you do with your kids? And, I mean, they have provisions, but it's, you know, the system is not built for those needs. And if you, I mean, look, if you think about the range of jobs and the hours that people work these days, I mean, it. Pardon me if I'm ignorant if there is one, but I am sure if you ran a daycare facility that did, say, second shift hours, you know, or third shift hours, I mean, it's mostly sleeping maybe, but still, you know, you'd find a market for that. There's a need for it, I would imagine. You know, waiters and waitresses have kids too. You know, and they don't work the normal hours. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling delay-free and accident-free. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. 90, 98, not seeing any delays there either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A leading U.S. senator calling for answers after two firefighters were detained by border agents as they were battling a wildfire in Washington State. The Bear Gulch fires destroyed about 9,000 acres west of Seattle Wednesday. Border Patrol agents apparently descended on the front line of the fire and began asking firefighters for IDs, and two of them were arrested. Senator Patty Murray asking the Trump administration for answers on that.
Yeah, it. Apparently they were here undocumented. It feels like maybe that's not the best time to ask.
Right, yeah, maybe, you know.
It just...
Maybe like at the grocery store, or you know,
I'm trying to think about is it ICE or CBP? I don't remember which one you said, but because I had read the story yesterday, and I thought, and they just like show up on the front line of the fire in their, you know, shorts and khakis or whatever, and you know, be like, hey bro, got to see some ID? little busy, bro. You know, just what? And as we mentioned last hour, I mean, if you deport massive numbers of people, that's a major impact on your workforce. Agriculture, we're coming into harvest season pretty soon. Plus the dumping of products from Mexico in anticipation of the tariffs dramatically affected certain agricultural products. I mean, this is, you know, these are not small things. And you got to hope that long term this works out. But well, short term, I don't know. David, anyway, go ahead. I interrupted you. Sorry.
The U.S. global tariff exemption for low-cost goods is now over. The nearly century-old exemption allowed items worth less than $800 to be shipped to America duty-free. So shoppers in the U.S. who order goods from overseas could seek some cancellation notices.
He said duty. Go on.
And a federal judge has rejected Saudi Arabia's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the families of 9/11 victims. Nearly 3,000 people died, of course, in 9/11, September 11th, 2001. A civil lawsuit from the 9/11 families claims the Saudi kingdom assisted the men who hijacked the planes. Attorneys for the kingdom argued that Saudi Arabia was allied with the U.S. in the fight against terrorism, called for the case to be dismissed. Yesterday, a judge ruled the plaintiffs had provided reasonable evidence that Saudi Arabia allegedly assisted the 9/11 hijackers.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm watching John over here. He can't stop laughing at my stupid joke.
I know, it just randomly came out.
So, Dave, you know, I was talking with Dave Hoxing, my boss, the owner of the station, founder of the station the other day, and, you know, talking about the show, and he's like, you know, one of the reasons we liked having you on and David do news back and forth is David can say a headline and you can offer some, you know, insightful commentary. I don't think that's what he had.
Insightful commentary.
He said duty. With a T. It's a T. Duty. 4-3-7-16-20. Oh, my God. Where are we now? Interesting note. 4 in 10 Gen Z employees. This is not a bad story. You know, a lot of these stories kind of begin that way, and it winds up being, these kids these days are terrible. Want to work in the office because they're lonely.
Oh.
Which, honestly, that really makes sense to me. One of the downsides of the pandemic and remote work and the ongoing remote work is people lose those connections. I mean, yes, work and dealing with people is frustrating. It's also good for you. You know, human beings are social beings. And so, yeah, it makes sense. Get them back in the workplace. Get them making friends, talking to people. Mental health issues improve just naturally. Fix that loneliness. Put them back in the job site.